Hey, it's Mike Simpson here. There are always what-ifs that you're trying to guard against, and I want to tell you about Equity Protect, because what if you lost your home not to some kind of natural disaster or a fire, but to title theft? Your homeowner's insurance won't cover you. The monitoring services, they can't stop it. But Equity Protect, they can. You're thinking, is title theft real? Yeah, it is. Criminals can forge documents and steal properties. They try to do it all the time. That's why you need to call Equity Protect at 866-485-1834. What they have is their patented smart policy that protects your homeownership from cybercrime, from fraud, and they've been all over the place, and maybe you've seen them on Forbes, Fox News, MSNBC, USA Today. You can check out their reviews on Google, on the BBB, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834, equityprotect.com. All the info's right there for you. And protect your home today. EquityProtect.com, 866-485-1834, 866-485-1834.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners and learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How'd you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just give him a call or go to unlock.com.
Call 1-888-780-6854 to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Use the money for home improvements, to pay off debt, or to add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com. Or call 1-888-780-6854 now to get started.
This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Jennifer Ray, owner of the Monarch in Wichita's Delano District. Welcome to Issues 2023, Jennifer.
Thank you for having me.
What do I call you, Jennifer? Jen, what is it? What do you?
Either.
You don't care?
Typically, it's Jennifer if I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Or we're family.
Or if it's me, if mom called me, it would be Steven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So where did you grow up?
I grew up here.
Here in the studio, or
in this exact studio,
north side, west side, east side.
I grew up down on the far, far southeast side. Not even in Wichita.
Really?
We grew up around the 63rd and Greenwich area, back in the 80s there was nothing.
That's a farm.
There was no cable.
Yeah.
There was no pizza delivery. It was us and a couple other houses and Hidden Lakes Golf Course.
So what schools did you go to then?
I was a Catholic school kid.
Catholic schools?
St. Mary's and Derby, and then Cape and Mount Carmel.
And what kind of student were you?
We're going to skip that question.
We're going to skip it? Okay.
I was a good student.
Well, you had to be.
I was fine.
Did you dream of, what did you dream of becoming when you grew up?
You know, that is something that I don't know that I ever quite figured out.
Really?
I really thought that I was going to be a school teacher.
Yeah.
And then when I was in college, I started working at the Child Development Center at WSU.
Really?
And I absolutely adored that job. I loved those kids. I loved what I was doing, but I was making substantially more money bartending than I was working there. And in my sweet little young mind, trying to plan my life out, I knew certainly that I could not deal with other people's kids during the day and then go home and have a family at night.
Oh, really?
And at that time, I thought, you know, that I was going to get married and have children.
But I would have thought that you would think you take those skills of dealing with children and use them as a bartender in dealing with adult children. You know what I'm saying?
It was almost it's the exact same thing.
Oh, okay. So then again, before you opened the Monarch, this is what you were doing then.
Mm-hmm.
You were
well. So I
bring us up to date. Whatever.
I ended up staying on with Emerson Biggins. And in the early 2000s, they tried to start opening up new concepts. So we had the Wichita location, we had the Lawrence location, and then I actually relocated to Oklahoma City for a while because we had two stores down there as well. So I opened up both of those stores down in Oklahoma City, which little did I know was a huge amount of knowledge that I was able to apply to later in my life when I got older and found out that the garage bar was for sale. Mm-hmm. And that was just simply being in the right place at the right time.
Well, we'll get into that a little bit about how the risk taker, the entrepreneur, the Monarch, of course, a solid attraction in Delano for 10 years now. It's referred to as a whiskey bar. What does that mean, whiskey bar?
That means that I have more whiskey and bourbon than I have food or beer or employees. We have it stockpiled in every corner of the office. Anywhere we can find a place to stick a bottle, we have. Mm-hmm. We've tried, which worked really well for us because that is a tiny restaurant. It feels big. It's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So the storage situation and the backstock situation and all those things you have to worry about when you're running a business became a challenge. So this was an easy way to find a new little niche in town without running into space problems.
Let's talk about that building for a little bit. What was it before? It seems to me, it's got those garage doors.
Yeah.
It seems to me this has been 50 years ago, my dad used to hang out down there and play dominoes in that building. Was it ever a recreational pool hall or anything like that?
I believe so, yeah. And that's way before my time. It has been a bar for a substantial amount of time. I believe you're talking about Reds.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Which no one, if anyone has pictures, I would love
really?
To see them.
Okay, there you go.
But it was a garage.
A garage.
Mm-hmm. In its original, when it was originally built.
You also serve food, not only bourbon, but food. I never miss that special potato salad. What's it called?
The hot baked potato salad.
Oh, gosh. Where'd you get that recipe? Is that something?
Listen, you can't eat the same stuff over and over and over and over. So we just get creative. We get bored and we get creative and we start finding other things to plop into the menu.
Yeah.
Our kitchen is incredibly small. I mean, tiny. So everything on our food menu was specifically built and refined and put on that menu to be easy to execute and quick to get out because we know people, especially at lunch, they need to get in, get out.
Yep, yep. Hey, the Monarch is one of the best bourbon bars in America, I understand. Tell us how you earned that title. And you've had one of the best for several years now.
Yeah.
Tell us about the bourbon bar thing.
We were recommended for that honor by some other people in the industry. And that specific company that puts that list out every year just did some research on us and decided that we were a good fit for Kansas. And we got on the list and we've just worked to stay on it. So we're on that list. And then Whiskey Advocate also added us to their list of best.
Is that a deal
where
they judge, where you're judged basically on how much you sell or?
It's the whole, based on how much inventory we carry, mm-hmm. Our cocktail list, the other parts of the culture, you know, we do classes. We're always, you know, we try to make sure that we keep bourbon and whiskey as a, you know, something that we highlight in our brand. And that's how those places are picked.
What, where'd you get the idea or the inspiration to open and run the Monarch? Was it you just take an existing bar and do better, or?
Yes.
I know you had some sort of inspiration there.
It was take that existing bar, which I don't know if you're familiar with what was there before, but it was a kind of a NASCAR-themed sports bar.
Okay.
Which did not work in that neighborhood. I wanted, in my head, what I thought we were going to do was like a mix of Merle's and Mort's.
Gotcha. With, only you can't do cigars, but...
I can't. Not. I mean, we can on the patio.
Okay.
But it has... Yeah.
Might have to do that.
Write that down. Okay. But yeah, in my head, I had this mix of those two places. Someplace where you could grab a sandwich at lunch, someplace where you can have an after-work drink. What it has morphed into is wildly different than where we started, but... I attribute that to all of our great customers kind of molding.
What's your best day or best night of the week? The busiest, you think? I mean, I've been down there on
Thursday. Typically the weekends.
I've been down there on Thursday nights. You can barely get in the door. So.
Yes. That happens more often than not. You know what really turned out to be a great day of the week was Mondays. Because after COVID, so many people didn't have staff to stay open 7 days a week, and we became one of the few places in downtown that was open for business on Mondays.
Do you have any employees who have been with you from the start?
We do. We have three.
Really?
Yeah. Three of them for 10 years. They put up with me for 10 years.
Are they wait staff or bartenders? Or
My general manager has been there since we opened. I have another woman who worked up from bartending to management who's been there, and then my kitchen manager.
Well, you must be doing something right, because I know there's a lot of turnovers.
There's still a lot of turnover.
Yeah.
But I've been incredibly lucky with the people that we have been able to hire.
Well, let's go to what I find out on this show almost every week is that people are having a heck of a time finding and keeping help.
Oof.
What's your help situation then?
Above average. We still struggle. I have, since COVID, had to make some changes on how we pay different bonus programs. And then I try overall to keep adding little extra perks. And it's a hard, anybody who owns a business will tell you, that's a really hard thing to do, to find a balance between giving your employees the world and being able to financially sustain that. So we just keep trying to add little perks and add extra money when we can here and there, because, I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to.
You're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Jennifer Ray, owner of the Monarch in Wichita's Delano District. You talk about, I would rather work for a small business anytime. Right now I'm working for a huge corporation.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, the benefits are usually a little bit better for chain operations and so forth. So how did you make it through that COVID pandemic? What was the secret for you to even stay alive? So many businesses went under.
That was crazy. I have never cried so much in my life. It is a absolutely bizarre thing to do, especially as a small business owner, to do everything right and still just watch the ship sink. I worked as a bartender through the financial crash. And I remember watching how tough that was and seeing how the company that I worked for then really struggled. So I actually had been stockpiling money the entire time that we were open for when something terrible happened. And then something terrible happened. So thankfully, I did have a little bit of a cushion, but we were also lucky enough to be able to get, you know, money from the government. So that helped. I was able to pass that on to my employees. And while it wasn't, you know, exactly what they were making when they were employed with me, it was still at least enough to help. So I was able to retain at least part of my staff through that. And then, you know, you just kind of, we were all just making it up as we went. Selling things out the back door. Liquor to go became a big statewide issue. That's one of the, that was the fastest I think I've ever seen the state move on a liquor law, when they started to let us all legally sell alcohol.
But you know, you talk about you had to in that situation, like you said, you had to be flexible enough to find a different way. I'm not going to dwell on it, but what a terrible time!
It's crazy that everybody. We're still talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, over the past few years, we've seen a lot of apartment construction on the west bank of the Arkansas River. We have a new library. We have a new stadium. I want to ask you about that. Has Riverfront Stadium had an impact on your business, good or bad?
Good. Very good. You know, the construction portion was rough. Thankfully, they were able to complete that project in a record amount of time. So we were okay. But just having that actual building there, having the parking lot behind us well lit, and then having all of the extra, not only on game days, but and especially this year, they're doing an incredible job of using that space as a community center. So it's brought a lot of extra business down, not only to me, but to everyone else in my neighborhood, which has been really lovely. And everyone at the stadium is great. They are great neighbors. They are great and stewards of our neighborhood. So we're lucky to have them.
How about River Festival coming up in just a few weeks? Does that help your business, River Festival?
Oh, Steve. I'm leaving here. The minute I leave here, I'm going straight to the Riverfest office. And I will do nothing but work on Riverfest until probably 8 o'clock tonight.
So you work on it. Are you doing voluntary work?
Or? Yeah. Okay. This is my 7th year on the operations team. So I work, all of us on the operations team. There's about 70 of us that work year-round to execute that festival. So that's where I'm headed when I get done with this. Riverfest helps a lot. There are people in our neighborhood that, you know, they walk up and down the streets. There's street vendors that set up. It was a little bit different when they still had the carnival behind us.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
For many years, that's where Ottaway set up. So that was always an extra bit of fun. But yeah, I love our festival, and I love the amount of people that it brings downtown. And overall, it's a really great thing.
Do you have a personal philosophy about your work? Something that you can verbalize? Philosophy. Do you have one? Or do you just show up and go to work? Obviously got a good work ethic. I can see that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do for the most part. But I'm one of those people where I can work really, really hard. And I can really dig in and invest in work and spend a lot of hours on work. But then I hit a wall. And then I just have to go silent for a little bit and take some time off. I am a big advocate for the idea that there is no such thing as work-life balance, and trying to hold yourself to something like that is an impossible standard. When you are a small business owner, you cannot possibly balance all the pieces in your life. You just have to do the best that you can do. And I see so many people, specifically women, who try to figure out this little Rubik's Cube, and it's impossible. It is not an equation that can be solved, and you just have to show yourself grace and be kind to yourself when you can't do it all.
I have, of course, I have in-laws who down in Texas who've been in the small business for years, the food business, And, you know, I learned from them, you can't walk away from those places.
No.
It's not like the 9 to 5, oh, let's go home.
No.
And you're open 7 days a week, for crying out loud.
Yeah. And that's hard. That's a really interesting thing.
It sounds like you got a good GM, though.
I do.
And that's...
Yeah.
That's got to be key.
I have a really great management staff. I have really great, you know, servers and back of the house staff. You know, everybody with a... We are at a staff of about 70 right now.
Wow.
I know. It's a lot. So not everyone is firing at full capacity, you know, every day of the week. But it is. I work as many hours as I can in the restaurant, and then I work at home at night, and you can only do what you can do.
Okay, I got to ask you the women's question, your gender, female, have you run into obstacles? Has it been something that it's good for you, bad for you, does it matter?
That is a loaded question. Things are easier now than they were 10 years ago, especially in the world of bourbon.
Oh, okay.
Bourbon is a male-dominated industry. Beer is a male-dominated industry. I have had my challenges as a woman trying to navigate this. I'm trying to speak very carefully right now. It's been hard. It's not as hard as it used to be. But I'm sure any other woman would tell you the same thing, that we are judged differently when we assert our opinions. We are judged differently when we make requests or put our foot down on things. But as more women, in the last 5 years specifically, I feel like there's been so many times where I have had the opportunity to collaborate with other women in our community, where we are all learning from each other. We are all sharing tips and how we all got successful. And I think that is...
Networking a little bit.
Then. Networking, yeah.
You know, and I got to tell you, I think I see, and as you mentioned, I see a lot more female faces in all the publications about business. And, you know, the young ladies are saying, oh, I can't just be a teacher. You know, there are other things you can do.
Right.
And you're one of their leaders. How would you define a successful business? So the doors are open.
That's so tough, you know. And I don't even know, because I think what I consider to be successful changes from day to day. You know, during COVID, short and after COVID, my definition of success was just making it through one day, just one day. Or getting an order in and having at least 75% of the product that I ordered actually made it into the restaurant. No one became self-employed ultimately to work 80 hours a week and be stressed out all the time and be exhausted and being broke. None of us did that. None of us signed up for that on purpose. That's what happens.
What's not your goal?
But I think anyone who owns their own business defines success as just as happiness, which is what we were ultimately looking for when we decided that we should do this.
I'm going to leave one out. One question out about biggest challenges in your work. I'm not going to ask you about that. I want to find out, what are the biggest positives? What are the things that make you roll out of bed this morning and go to the Monarch?
Customers.
Really?
We have the best customers in the city. It is such an eclectic mix of people. You go in there any time of the day, and there are so many different people in there. There are so many wonderful members of our business community. And our customers are so great, because they actually invest back into the restaurant. I have so many of my college kids that work for me that have connected one-on-one with different people that they have served. And those people have become mentors to a lot of my staff, which I think is so, so wonderful that we have become so much more than just a place to eat, but an actual hub for community.
10 years in Delano, great years. You think you can do 10 more?
That's my goal. That's my cutoff. At some point, I am going to be physically unable to do this job. It's tough.
You got some time left.
I'm getting arthritis in my ankles. I can't go run around Riverside like you do anymore.
Sure,
it's a sorry state of affairs over here.
But
it's a physically taxing job. It is. It's something that you kind of. I have to be cool and relevant. At some point, I'm going to start really losing touch with what the new trends are.
You'll be here. We're out of time. Our guest is Jennifer Ray, owner of the Monarch in Wichita's Delano District for the past 10 years. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2023. Thanks, Jennifer, for being with us. We appreciate your time. We'll be back next week. And thank you all for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, Shank Half or Whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco Snack Crackers, Ritz Crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.